Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. I know that everybody is just dying. At least not, I don't think everybody that listens to the show is dying for the daily grapefruits or what we would call the daily distractions. But I will say this. I would like to kind of wrap up this whole long, I'll just call it information that I've been feeding you over the past few weeks, because we really haven't gotten into the need-to-know news. We haven't gotten into any of the distractions, what the heck's going on, other than the fact that I did kind of tie in this concept of buying land versus having countries apply as states to become a part of the union. Now, I know that their concept, having foreign states coming along and applying to become a part of the union, may seem a little bit controversial for some people, but it should not. If you understand the principles, one of the things I like to just throw out there to people is anybody that recognizes the divine hand of providence and how we were blessed, does anybody really believe that we were blessed by the divine hand of providence, that only this nation, only this piece of land on the face of the earth is to be the sanctuary, that the rest of the world should suffer? Do you believe that the good Lord wanted everybody in the rest of the world to have to deal with despots and die from bad governments and so forth? Do you not believe that the privilege of liberty is something that should be entitled to all human beings, to humanity? If you understand the scope and the magnitude and the importance of liberty, and you understand the importance of being able to make your choice, one of the most ultimate choices, and Madison even says that our most precious property are our thoughts, our decisions, and our conscience. If that is the most precious property of humanity, then why would we not want all of humanity to have the opportunity to drink from the same fountain of liberty? Why would we not want to embrace people to actually participate in a system that was designed to elevate humanity and society? The problem is that we've allowed the subjugationists and the devil to come in and start perverting us. It is one thing to say, okay, we want to censor things, because I'm not advocating censorship. I'm not advocating taking somebody out and stoning them. What I am advocating is having true face-to-face contrast comparisons, you know, pointing out, you know, what the real ramifications are. Because if you understand, and I bring this up in my book, if you understand the consequences of perversion and its effects on society, and if you understand how we get to a point where all of a sudden, you know, we start making heroes out of homosexuals. When they come out of the closet, they decimate a family and they walk behind it. Oh, it took this person's so brave because they came out of the closet finally from this oppressive world. Are you kidding me? The decimation that has been left behind and the destruction and the damage done to that family, grandkids and so forth, the damage continues. Now, again, we're not advocating that we need to take people out and stone them. Not at all. What we need to do is start educating people to keep them from even considering taking those turns down these roads of perversion, keeping them from, or at least educating them so they understand the consequences. The biggest mistakes we started making in society, especially in our society, is trying to take away the consequences of sin. I've talked about this a lot. We are so fixated in trying to take away the consequences. Oh, we don't want people to feel bad. Well, we want people to, you know, be able to do what they want to do and feel good about it. That's their right. That's their privilege. No. And if you look at what's going on with political correctness, I mean, all of these things are constantly churning in the news. Just like this past few days where San Francisco has changed how they refer to criminals. Are you kidding me? I can tell you, in contrast, there was a case in, I believe it was a military court, where these guys lied on their entrance into the military, and one of the punishments that the judge had these people or these individuals do, and I could bring this case up and get into the details of this, but this judge wanted them to wear a sign that they were liars. I've been a huge advocate. I believe that a huge advocate of labeling, you know, the old scarlet letter, those types of things in the supposed past or in literature and so forth that we've read about in the public shaming. There is a huge fulcrum. I mean, this is leverage. And in the old days, nobody wanted to be shamed by their if you want to call them peers, if you want to call them their neighbors, by their community, by their town, by their city. Nobody wanted to be shamed. And that's what kept people in line. If you understand what Alexis de Tocqueville revealed in Democracy in America, the reason why America was great is because Americans chose to be good. Americans allowed the standards of religion and the mores of a moral society to be their foundation. We stood on the principles of Christianity and we embraced those things. And it took a long time to turn away from that. But some of the things that actually started causing these things, because I've talked about this, and as a matter of fact, I had this conversation with Alex Newman. When Horace Mann changed the direction of education, going from religious providers of education to secular providers, that was the beginning. But why did religion choose to do that? Because, well, one reason, the states stopped feeding them the money. So had the people turned around and said, okay, states, we know that church, let's say Baptist church, or Lutheran church, whatever church, your local church, okay, local church, we understand that the state is no longer subsidizing your education. We need to pipe in. The problem is the secularists said, oh, no, we don't want to do that. And what has happened is the secularists have been able to force their system and their ideals into our society because they don't have a safety net and or, I would say, built into their ideology. They don't have their own safety net. There's another word for it, compassionate services. Right? So what does the atheist do if all of a sudden he loses his job and needs money? Well, he couldn't go to the pastor. He couldn't go to his fellow congregation and say, I need your help. He doesn't have one. So what does he do? He goes to government and says, tax these people over here so I can have something. I need a safety net too. This isn't fair. All these religions are providing a safety net for their people. I'm not getting anything out of this. Do you understand what we've been doing and how the secular progressives have been instrumental in driving us in the, instead of rising to greater heights of enlightenment and productivity, we have been subverted and turned around and we are doing a nosedive. We're literally nosediving into debauchery and we have been debased. This is all caused by the secularists who refused to, you know, get organized so that they have their own compassionate services, so they have their own safety net, so that they can, you know, have coverage for themselves, whether that be healthcare, whether that be job services, job placement. I don't care what it is. The problem is that they have mandated, or they have convinced us, the government needs to mandate a huge welfare state and a taxation system that is designed to destroy us. If you understand where we are today, if you understand where we are going, you can start to see the big picture of how we have gone from Alexis de Tocqueville's acknowledgement that America is great because America is good, because Americans choose to stand on the bedrock of their faith. We have turned our backs on this. Now, churches actually turn their backs on their parishioners instead of coming back and saying, look, we're losing these subsidies from government because government has been the one that has been integral in paying for this. Now what we need to do is we need to, you know, come to you, and if you want us to continue to provide these compassionate services, then we need, you know, we need your help financially, because these things do cost money, and the state is no longer taxing you to give that money to us. And so if that starts to make sense, then you are getting it. We will be back. I've got a lot more for you, and we'll be right back after these two promos, and we'll finish the obligatories and dive into what we want to do.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
So actually, in the big picture, if we're to try to identify some culprits in how our society has been debased, how we've turned away from enlightenment, I guess we'd have to put a good share of blame on religious leaders who chose to serve mammon instead of doing what they were supposed to do in taking care of their parishioners, in, you know, helping them, in enlightening them on, you know, the gospel and so forth, and living the principles that Christ wanted them to live, to take care of each other in all capacities and ways possible. That would be, you know, providing those compassionate services, education, health care, dental care, those types of things in caring for society. At least their parishioners' portion of society. I mean, a true compassionate church has its doors open and is compassionate towards everybody. But that compassionate church is also has every right to basically say, if you want help from us, then you need to live this way. You need to be living to these standards. You need to, you know, be, you know, following our doctrines and so forth. And that's exactly what the public services have been doing too. If you want to receive this, then you need to continue to vote this way. If not, we're going to hurt you. We'll take away these things. And as a matter of fact, a great case in point is the fundamental services that government is supposed to provide is safety. You know, in other words, securing your property, because government's two primary principles are protecting life and protecting property. And so protecting life, that would mean maybe if you wanted to include, if churches weren't providing compassionate service, then maybe health care, maybe police, maybe fire. And if you understand what they do is they use all the money for debasing society, for providing abortions, for providing the social engineering and so forth. And then what they do is they withhold money from schools on the fundamental stuff. They start hurting you and saying, well, you know, we're broke because we're spending all the money on things we shouldn't be spending it on, but we believe that you will help, you know, Sally and Johnny by, you know, paying these extra levies on your property taxes. And that's how, you know, we're going to dig deeper into your pocket, because we're not going to take the money that we're already taking from you and spend it on the things we're supposed to spend it on. You need to actually, you know, pipe up and help, you know, the school system, and everybody needs to pay their fair share. And you see what they've done? Is there are holding you hostage over the things that they should be doing already. They should already be trying to provide a better education, a true, good, quality, open, honest, and free academic education. Instead, they have an indoctrination system. Instead, they have a medical care system that rewards everybody regardless of their behavior. And see, if you start understanding how we have just literally embraced probably the most evil forms of government, most evil forms of ideologies, and that is removing the consequences of sin, removing the consequences of bad decisions. If we're not going to teach ourselves, and if we're not going to learn the lessons that we need to learn to improve society, to make society better, then we're allowing ourselves to be dragged down into the lowest depths possible. If you understand that, then we have to turn this around, and we have the ability to turn this around. We do not have to allow the godless secular governments and ideologies and globalism to drive us into the dirt, to destroy us. As Washington said, there are plenty out there. There are plenty of nations and evildoers that want to destroy us. Now, with that, there's all sorts of other things that the evildoers have inflicted upon us, and some really good ones that we're already starting to panic about that have no business in our lives in the grand scheme of social engineering as well as this huge safety net or compassionate service. How about your Social Security? How about the 401ks? I mean, if you haven't heard, there's already lawsuits, class action lawsuits that are coming up just over the 401ks. I'm telling you this right now. Why isn't there class action lawsuits over Social Security? Everybody knows that by 2035, it's supposed to be dead. And there's lots of baby boomers. So actually, so let's put some more blame on some, you know, people that are really deserving this. because if you understand how the baby boomers have moved society towards this social engineering and everything else, the baby boomers have to share the blame. Just like the great society, or I should say, not the great society, the greatest generation. The greatest generation were the ones that actually allowed the big turn in our government to become socialist and creating Social Security and some of these other things such as HUE, the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. That was in the 50s. Well, who allowed that to happen? Well, that had to be the greatest generation. And if you understand what they were doing, and as I said, as Eisenhower was warning America to watch out for this military-industrial complex, with a sleight of hand, he created the medical, if you want to call it, or healthcare industrial complex, which the Department of Defense pales in comparison to what he did in creating health, education, and welfare. Both, all three of these are far more involved, directly involved with our demise than the military. And so people look at Eisenhower like, oh, he was a great guy and he warned us about these wars and this big, huge military machine. That, my friends, has nothing. It's a speck on the backside of a gnat compared to what health, education, and welfare is doing to our society. And so if you understand where the fault really lies, it lies with ourselves. We absolutely have to stop. We have to turn around. And we have to pull up our big boy, big girl britches and actually do our job. And our job is to accept the consequences of our mistakes and to actually stop the direction that we're going and put us back on the path of where we need to go. And that direction is the exact same direction that the framers gave us, that the divine hand of providence inspired them to put us on a limited government. Okay? Now, I've talked about this as well, because we do want to get into the marketing, and I'm going to get into that. But one of the big things that the left uses as marketing is polls and surveys. Every time they talk about 80% of the people want this and 80%, that is a spot analysis in one very specific part of our society. The blue states, the blue ideology, they're not doing these surveys out in Sheridan, Wyoming. They're not doing these surveys down in Moscow, Idaho. They're not doing these surveys in these small little bastions where America is still thriving on the same old ideals and has not completely embraced. But we keep on hearing these things. And unfortunately, we keep on allowing ourselves to be swayed by polls and surveys. Well, if everybody else thinks it's okay, who am I to, think I'm better than that? We got to stop allowing these polls and surveys to actually change our direction. You got to remember, we're a republic. What they should be doing is they should be saying, well, there's this high propensity in this state for this, this, and this, or in the blue states, but predominantly across the republic, we're still not there yet, folks, like with religion. We already know, and I've already told you, that if you count the number of people in America, it's less than 50% that are considered Christian religious people. Less than 50%. This was a Pew survey that was done. But that is only the Democratic view. In other words, the populace. If you go through and you identify how many states are considered religious or not, then you would have an accurate picture of the republic to say, okay, 37% or 37 states, which would be, okay, that would be close to 75% of the United States still embraces Christianity. Because, as I said, one state, one vote. But most people are succumbing to the portraying of the Democratic picture of most people are this way. Oh, well, we might as well just surrender that. And that's how they've been bypassing the entire constitutional process. Government is saying, well, we need to do something about this because most people think we need to get rid of guns. Well, no, not most people, just a few states. It just happens to be that those states are heavily populated compared to the rest of the world, compared to the rest of the United States. Don't allow them to change public opinion based on the survey and polls that they are conducting in these heavily populated states. That's how they pervert us. Anyway, we're in another hard break, and I haven't even told you about the dial-in listen number. So we will do the obligatories and move forward when we come back. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And I'm not sure how many people have actually gone out and saw or watched that six-minute video, but you need to. Let me know what you think. That was done again by a young lady in Wyoming. And so bottom line, Hanarchy Productions, I think, is what she goes by. But anyway, I think she did a pretty good job. I think the imagery, the message was pretty succinct. And so let me know what you think. I mean, it's really hard to give you a 90-second elevator pitch on Republic Review, to give you the kind of details and background to set the stage so that you kind of understand in 90 seconds. It's really tough to do, believe me. If you were talking to somebody that has a good grasp of the Constitution, but the problem is hardly anybody has a good grasp. So, like I said, we'll be generating a couple more videos like that. Hopefully we'll keep Hannah involved in doing this, because I think she did a great job, and I'm hoping that more people, you know, reach out and utilize these types of services, especially Hanarchy Productions. But anyway, let me just kind of move forward. If you can't listen to this entire show, you should always dial in on our listen line. In other words, if you dial 605-562-4209, you will hear who is broadcasting from Red State Talk Radio at that given time. During my time window, that means you will hear me. That means you will hear G.R. Mobley reclaiming the Republic. And so if you understand the importance of the things I talk about and the things that we have to be focused on, again, this is a solution-based show. This is an academic show. This is a show that is giving you the irrefutable evidence of what we have to do if we're going to save our Constitution. Bottom line is, it's not about conservatism. It's not about trying to preserve something that's bad. I don't care about preserving anything that's bad. I want to get rid of all the bad crap that we're doing and actually put us on the path that will take us back to the course of enlightenment and elevating society, humanity, and so forth, and actually the entire world instead of just this geographical part of the Northern Hemisphere. With that, the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org, right? And as you know, we also need your help. If you have never had Red State Coffee, please go out, come to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org's website and just follow the link, buy some Red State Coffee. That's the best way you can help us. It's a great way to support us, and we would love to have your financial support because that's how we pay for our travel and so forth. So one of the ways you can support us is buying Red State Coffee. At least you're getting something for the money you're spending. If you have money that you would just like to support us directly, then support our GoFundMe campaign. And that link to that campaign is also right there on the homepage of ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. More importantly, we need your help. We need you to get involved. If you have the time, resources, and everything else, we would much rather you get involved in assisting us than anything else. Send us an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, and we will help you get involved. So with that, let's move forward. As you know, Constitution Day is coming up, and we've not been able to have a good results in trying to find, you know, large cities because they're progressive bastions or anywhere that is trying to do a big job, or I should say having a grand event in recognizing the Constitution. That is an indictment on our society because we have marginalized the greatest document that we have for our governance. The Declaration of Independence was a decent foundation, but that in itself did not protect our liberty. As a matter of fact, the Declaration of Independence was just a foundation. We almost lost again to Britain. Remember, that Revolutionary War really wasn't won until after the War of 1812. And I'm not talking about Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture regarding France invading Russia. What I am talking about is how Britain was continuing to harass us and continuing to impress our sailors, violating the treaty left and right, and ended up attacking us once again and burning down Washington, D.C. If you understand the importance of the Constitution, we need to start elevating its importance. One of the things I haven't said in a long time, by the way, is thank you for tuning in. I would beg and plead that you start getting other people involved, at least in listening and learning about the facts. Now, if you want to call and make a comment regarding Red State Coffee, regarding the content I'm providing you, you can send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, the best way to actually just get, you know, to vent, send me a voicemail just by dialing 425-270-5416. That way we will get your voicemail and we will go, we've got to play this. So anyway, That's how you can get involved. That's how you can get directly, you know, give us direct feedback and so forth. So what we want to do and what I need to do is, and the strategy in moving forward for us going into the 2020 campaign, as we start building up to the filing for you to run and challenge the rhino that is representing you in the state, we need to get you involved in being a representative of the Constitution. You got to understand that when the person takes an oath, even though they have constituents they're supposed to be protecting, they're supposed to actually support and defend the Constitution first and foremost. And in doing so, that means that they are protecting your liberties. They're doing their job in defending you. So the first things we want to start doing is we want to start educating. We need to have an education campaign and not, you know, this really aggressive, you know, curriculum or anything like that. What we want to do is we want to create these videos of education and so forth. We need to be able to get these very short, succinct messages out to people so that people actually get it. It resonates with them and they go, oh my gosh, why haven't we been doing this sooner? What? And get people active and involved so that they at least understand that they have a role, they have a stake in the solution, in the process. And that primary role that they have is voting for those who are actually going to defend and support and obey the Constitution. We don't care about rhinos. We've got to go rhino hunting and make them extinct in every state. We've got to start identifying those who are subverting us by using the good Republican platform, by using the Republican brand, and tarnishing it. We have to put an end to the John McCains in our party and in our government. We already have a hard enough time in dealing with the communists in the Democratic Party. We have no room for allowing the communists to infiltrate our party and actually drag us into our demise. So one of the things we need to do is we need to start educating. We want to communicate with an open and honest dialogue so that, you know, it's refreshing. Isn't it refreshing to hear that Republicans are the equal problem? But we can solve that. And as a matter of fact, there's a video that I kind of brush over this, and this is a high-level video, but we talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is the Republican Party. If you want to understand what the problem is, you got to talk about the elephant in the room. And that means that we're finally being honest and we're having a dialogue to point out the real problems. And the real problems, I've said this before, is that the party is a laissez-faire party. It has zero control, and we have to change that. The party has to take full control and ensure that anybody wearing its brand meets its standards, its platform. And if we simplify the platform so it doesn't have all this platitudes and hyperbole and get everybody's little agendas, whether it be, you know, vaccinations and abortion and all those other little things, because bottom line is, all we care about is compliance to the Constitution. If we're complying to the Constitution, then the federal government has no jurisdiction over vaccinations, over any of these things, that the federal government can't drive these things into the states and force the states to do these things. If you understand the magnitude of the problem isn't your little pet peeve. The problem is all of the unconstitutional government, because that takes care of everybody's pet peeve. Your problem goes away when we all start enforcing and demanding the enforcement of the Constitution and compliance to the Constitution. There's that C word again, compliance. Say it with me. It'll make you feel better. Compliance. The federal government must be in compliance to the Constitution. If not, we are living under federal tyranny. Now, we're at a hard break. So when we come back, I'm going to try to wrap up. So today, I'm hopefully going to get through the rest of this content so that we can actually get into some marketing just for you, because I know you're dying for it. So we'll be right back after this promo. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so we have a very important election coming up next year. We're just a little over a year away. And so we have to start educating you and getting you involved. And as long as you understand what the heck we're doing, then you will understand. I believe that you become a real stakeholder and saying, this is exactly what we need to do. So in building up to the filing, we need to start educating and hopefully motivating you so that you are willing to get involved and become a, let's say, a actual representative. We need people like you to actually get involved and become that representative of the people. So what we need to do is educate you. We want to help you communicate. We want to help you start building on a very specific narrative. Remember, Trump's primary message is make America great again. Well, we're actually going to make America great once and for all, because we're going to put this nation back on a course that it will become great once and for all. And so we can actually be that beacon that we're supposed to be. It's not just a bunch of lip service that Reagan gave us. Reagan never turned us around. He just gave us great lip service. He was a great leader and a great articulate. He was able to get out and communicate and and state ideas that resonated in the hearts of Americans. The problem is he never instituted the changes in getting rid of the government that was the things in our government that was designed to destroy us. So we need to be honest. We need to have an honest dialogue, right? We have to understand what the what ails us and what is the elixir, what is the solution that is going to save us. And in that, in all of this, educating, communicating, and having this honest dialogue and articulating and accepting what we need to do, then once we've accepted that, then we can get engaged. All right. So what we want to do, building up to this, is we want to start having an advertising strategy. We want to start getting people involved, but not just you to get involved as a leader, but we also need to get the voters to say, you know what? I am no longer just going to vote for an R. So some of the things we actually have to do in the education side of this is, are, you know, getting into these very specific things. We need to get people understanding the concepts and principles of liberty. We need to educate them on the contrast of natural law and the laws of nature. As we talked about, natural law is these concepts of aristocracies, monarchies, and those types of things compared to the laws of nature. What we need to do is, another thing of natural law is equity, making everything equal for people. No, giving people access, equal access to opportunities and so forth, but we can't go and create equity. We need to start educating people on the evolution of enlightenment, and the cause of turning away from it has been our demise. We need to educate people on the fundamental principles of American republicanism, not just a representative government, but a representative government of the sovereigns, as I have been trying to emphasize. We also need to educate the people regarding our constitutional republic so that people understand the difference between an enumerated constitution and a general constitution. See, these things were fundamental way back when amongst these brilliant minds who were leading us. The people didn't even have to know and understand these things because they had such good, righteous, noble men that were well above reproach. And there was no way that they were going to allow themselves to become corrupt. Well, so there were those who were corrupt, but the majority of these men had scruples. So we also need to educate people regarding what the Bill of Rights are and how they're nugatories and how we're supposed to have a positive government, not a negative government. And so instead of going around and creating laws that say you can't do these things, the establishment of church and state, we have to get the government out of being a negative government and getting them back into having nugatory laws so that their function is positive on only protecting life and property, not in regulating religion and speech and all of these other things. They're not supposed to make any laws regarding religion. They can't even make any rulings regarding religion. Only the federal government, very specifically. Only the local governments and the local states can they actually start having, they actually have the protection of being able to establish a church. You got to remember that before the 14th Amendment and after the 14th Amendment, states were still allowed to have state churches. That the 14th Amendment was to protect individual privileges and individual immunities, and it didn't say that states couldn't use religion as a fortification of their morals, education, and those types of things. It's an institution, not an individual. We also need to understand in diving into what the federal government has done to force states to violate their constitution. That's the honest and open dialogue that needs to occur that will start the epiphanies of people to say, why is it that your state has an EPA? It's not because it's in the Constitution. The federal government has forced you to do something they had no business forcing you to do. And so as we start exposing and shining the light, as we move this rock and we can see all the parasites and creatures scurrying around, we will bring this to the light of day. And instead of letting them escape into the grass, the weeds, and other rocks, we need to destroy these parasites and vermin that have no business in our clean society. And when I say clean, I'm talking about an enlightened society that is building upon principles that will increase wealth, productivity of all people. All people. There's no reason why we have to have the poor. There's no reason why we allow people to sell themselves short because they're smart and they're gaming the system. They're street smart so they can get away with... No, there's no fast path to getting rich. If there is, you're breaking the law and you're probably stealing from somebody. What we also want to do is we want to educate people about the forthcoming Rodeos for Republic review. What we want to do is we want to give you these documentary movies so that you understand the nuts and bolts of what we have to do. And we're going to help. And again, we're not trying to make any money here. What we want to do is produce these documentaries so that they are free. You can get your own DVD and you can share it. You can order as many as you want and you can actually share it with people. But what we would ask you to do is not just, you know, order 10, but what you do is you provide us the mailing addresses of the individuals you want us to directly mail these to, their emails or what have you. And actually, when we get to that point, when we're actually doing this broad distribution, we're going to just ask you to download it. So what we want to do is we want to actually start advertising this strategy, communicating what we're going to be doing. In my second book, I talked about we don't need to have a secret. We don't need to be, you know, contrived and, you know, these backroom deals. What we want to do is we want to be right out there so the people, because I believe America wants full transparency. They want a government that's accountable and responsible to the things they're supposed to be doing, because it's the backroom doors that are creating these social engineering games and allowing to help some people, taking from one and giving to another. Because that type of stuff, if you're being honest, that type of stuff, and when it's shown in the light of day, does not bode well with the constituents and the honest Americans. It bodes well for those people who have everything to serve themselves and gain and wanting to be an elitist, so that they can oppress the rest of us and sell us to subjugation. We want to get this all done before the primaries. We're going to start getting subject matter experts involved in helping promote this as well. We're going to actually, in the rodeo, we'll get into the rodeo and those types of things later, because I realize that I'm almost out of time. We will go through all of these things and give you more detail of how we're going to successfully go rhino hunting, how we're going to use packs and the like, so that we can have a path to success. I want to be successful. We cannot afford to fail. We've been failing all this time, such as the tea parties and all of these other things that have risen up and have taken away your desire. Because, I mean, when the tea party failed, everybody goes, oh, crap. Look, it's got corrupted. That's what happens when you actually allow people to start self-serving themselves. We're not here to self-serve. We are here to actually restore our constitutional republic. And so with that, we will be back tomorrow with some news and marketing before we get back into the pack and the Rodeos for Republic review. God bless. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the republic and we need your help. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in
the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.